it's always wonderful to see somebody saved.
That's
great. I just want to thank the Lord tonight.
Pray
for me, please. The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope to you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for us, He'll do for you. With arms wide open,
that's right.
Yeah.
He'll pardon you.
He'll do it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in His light you'll never walk alone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Always feel at home, wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side.
Amen.
Just take Him at His promise.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do.
Yeah.
What He's done for others, He'll do for you.
He'll do it.
Yes, amen.
With arms wide open, He'll pardon you.
Yeah.
Amen.
It is no secret what God can do.
Amen.
Turn with me tonight to the book of Acts, chapter 26. And we'll ask you to remain seated tonight. I know that you've stood a lot tonight for singing and handshake and everything. And I've just got several verses that I want to read tonight. I tried to think of fewer that I could read, but I think it's important to read all of these verses to get the full message tonight. So Acts chapter 26. The Bible says in Acts chapter 26, Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself, I think of myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all things whereof I am accused of the Jews, especially because I know thee to be expert in all customs and questions, which are among the Jews. Wherefore I beseech thee to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among mine own nation at Jerusalem, known all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most straitest sect of our religion, I have lived a Pharisee. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? I am verily thought with... I bear verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Whereupon I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests. At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? He said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of the things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those things which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself, much learning doth make thee mad. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but I speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth these things, before whom I also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I know that you will be faithful, Lord, for it not to return unto you void. And I pray for this people tonight that are here, and pray for those that may be listening by way of the internet tonight. Lord, I just pray for that you would help us, Lord, to get something from your word tonight. We thank you for everything. We praise you, Lord, for what you've already done today. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I wanted to, I felt led to read all of those verses so that you'd have a complete picture here of Paul standing in front of Agrippa and what he had to say, what he had to tell. This was his testimony there to King Agrippa. He's telling him what his experience, what he had done. A lot of people they worry about, well, what, you know, how do I witness somebody? How do I tell somebody? You tell them what the Lord done. The devil wants you to think it's something all complicated, and you got to think of this and think of that. But just simply giving your testimony, telling somebody where the Lord brought you from and has brought you through. That's good. That's what we ought to be doing, is telling our testimony.
Amen.
Now, what I want to focus in on tonight, we find down in verse 26, where Paul says, For the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him.
These are not hidden things. And he goes on to say, for this thing was not done in a corner.
Amen.
Right.
And so the thought that I would like to preach on tonight is simply the thought of, it is no secret. It's no secret tonight. It's no secret. And that's basically what Paul was telling Agrippa. Look, this thing that was done wasn't done in a hidden place.
Right.
This thing wasn't done off someplace that you've not heard about, that you've not heard others speak about. You know these things because it's not a secret.
Amen.
Because it's not a secret.
Amen.
Now, there's lots of things in the Bible that are related to secrets. A lot of the word just secret or secretly or just forms of the word secret is 93 times actually in the Bible. So it is scattered all throughout the Bible. And so we hear of the spies being sent into Jericho. They were, so of course, spies are secret stuff. So nobody knew that they were spies and who they went to. The Bible says that the wicked and Satan, they lie in secret. The Bible says that Satan's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. The devil wants to hide in these secret places, and they want to trap us, to entangle us, to discourage us, and they hide in the secret places. But before I got to the points of the message tonight, I want to share with you just a few verses, some of which are very familiar, but verses in the Bible that are related to sort of this the secretness in the Bible. Deuteronomy 29:29, it says this, the very first of the verse says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God.
Right.
See, I know the government has secrets tonight, you and I don't know about, but God does. God knows all things, as I said this morning. So there's nothing that God doesn't know about. But anybody that can really have a secret, the only person that can really have a secret that nobody else knows is God.
Right.
God has secrets. There's things that God does keep from us. We don't know all things. The Bible says we see through a glass darkly now, and then we'll see face to face. So I believe in heaven all things will be open. There'll be no secrets there. The Bible says we'll be known as we are known. We'll know all things. But the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. And in 2 Kings 17:9, the Bible says this, and the children of Israel did secretly those things were not right against the Lord their God. And they built high places in all the cities and from their towers and the watchmen to the fenced cities. So there's people tonight who are secretly they're secretly worshiping things that are against God. They're secretly doing things against God. Now God knows about those things.
Oh, yes.
But they're secretly doing it, and they don't want other people to know about it. They're doing this. They're going against God in secret. Now, I really like this verse here in Psalms. It says, Psalms 27:5 says this, for in the time of trouble, He, being God, shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Now, when God hides us, I believe the devil can't find us.
Amen.
Whenever we get in that time of trouble and we feel all beat up and banged up by the world and stuff, then God comes along and I believe He'll hide us, just like the song we sing, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, I hide myself in thee. I believe when God does the hiding, when God hides us, when He hides us, the devil can't find us.
Right.
I mean, the devil may come attacking. The devil may be searching, looking. He may send out a search party or whatever. But when God hides something, the devil's not going to find
it. Amen.
And I'm glad that I know that my Father has hid me from certain things. And I appreciate that. Psalms 90, chapter verse 8 says this, Thou hast set our iniquities before Thee, our secret sins in the light of Thy countenance.
Amen.
So all these secret sins that people commit, and they think they're getting away with it. They think nobody knows about it. The Bible says that our secret sins are set before Him. Our iniquities are set before Thee. And Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 14 says this, For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Amen.
He'll bring all those things, will come into judgment. Those things that people have done in secret for years and in their whole life. God's going to bring those into judgment if they've not been repented for. Jeremiah 23:24 says this, "Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I feel heaven and earth, saith the Lord?" See, the Bible says in the last days that men will cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall upon them. They'll try to hide from God.
Yeah.
They'll try their best to hide from God, but they won't be able to.
Amen.
No one will be able to hide from the judgment of God. Just like nobody can hide right now from God.
Right.
If I ascend up, he's up there.
Right.
If I ascend down to the lowest hell, behold, he's there. God's right. Everywhere. Nothing's hid from God. And then lastly here, Romans 2:16 says, In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel.
Amen.
See, whenever we stand before God and the people stand before God and they're judged for the secrets by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the example. Jesus Christ is the sinless standard whereby God will use to judge everyone. And those that are not saved, they don't have a chance.
Right.
But we've been saved and the blood's been applied, our sins are forgiven. Then our righteousness, God puts the righteousness of Jesus upon us.
That's right.
And so we stand there worthy, and that's the only way that we're worthy, is by His precious
Amen.
Blood.
Amen.
So just some verses tonight there about secret, secret things and things done in secret. So the message tonight on it is no secret. And Sister Mary sung the song, "It is no secret what God can do." It's not. The Bible says that the things that are impossible with man are possible with God.
Right.
And you and I tonight, we have personal experiences with our own life. We know other people that have had the situations where we know that God had to have intervened on their behalf, and God did those impossible things. God did those things. It's no secret. It should be no secret tonight what God can do.
Amen.
Now, just as it's no secret what God can do, then it shouldn't be any secret what God will do.
Yes.
And the Bible says tonight that it's appointed unto man once to die, and then after that, the judgment. God will judge. There is coming a time where each and every one of us, that God will, we will be judged. So there is that. And God will do that. He will do that. But so God can do things in the presence. God, and we know it's no secret. God's going to do things in the future. And those things are no secret. We know that that those things are going to happen. But the thing I want to focus tonight on is it is no secret what God has done
Amen.
In the past.
Amen.
It's no secret what God has done in the past because we have God's Word
right.
to tell us what happened in the past and what God did in the past. So tonight, it's no. When we think about the Savior tonight, we think about the Savior. We think about it is no. It's no secret tonight. When we think about our Savior, His virgin birth was no secret.
Amen.
It was no secret about his virgin birth. It was prophesied 700 years before his birth
Amen.
That he was going to come. Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." 700 years before Jesus was born, there was a prophecy about it. So it wasn't a secret that he was coming 700 years before he even got here. It was no secret.
Right.
It wasn't a secret. And then whenever he did come, we've got angels that came and spoke to Mary about it. An angel came to Mary and said, "Mary, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
This is what's happening. I don't want you to be..." Now, no doubt she was shocked. No doubt she was surprised about what was going on. But the point is it wasn't a secret. God was letting her know, this is what's going on. This is what's going to happen. And then an angel went to Joseph and said, hey, don't be afraid. This is what's going on. This is what's going on. It's not a secret. We're letting everybody know about it. That this is what's going on. And that the Savior is going to be born. And that Mary is a virgin. But she's having birth through the Holy Spirit. Right. She's going to have a child. And so it wasn't a secret.
Amen.
It wasn't a secret. And then angels proclaimed it whenever Jesus was born and stuff. We have angels coming down saying, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. The angels were excited about it. They were rejoicing about it. And I've often wondered about that night. That night in particular, whenever he was born and stuff. If you had been there, if you'd been out, could you have heard the angels, you know, singing? Could you have heard an angelic choir, you know, singing? And I think that there definitely had to have been something going on. Heaven had to have been ringing.
Amen.
For their Savior was being born that night. It was no secret. The angels proclaimed it. The angels rejoiced about it. They sang about it. They told the shepherds about it. They said, look,
right.
Hey, this thing that's going on,
it's
no secret.
Right.
It's no secret that God's Son is being born tonight. Go and see Him. We're not trying to keep this a secret. We want you to go and worship Him and see Him. We're excited about it. It's not a secret that's going on.
Amen.
So the shepherds worshiped Him. God even put a star in heaven for people to follow so that they could find out where He was. Now, if that's not marking the spot and trying not to hide something, I mean, putting a bright star up there so people can know where the Son of God is, so they can follow the star,
amen.
You're definitely not trying to hide it.
That's right.
It seems so.
So wise men, they saw their star, the star. They sought and they followed it and they found Him. They found it. Why did they find it? Because He wasn't hiding.
Right.
He wasn't hiding. You know, this thing about the Lord being born and our Savior of the world being born was not meant. It wasn't a secret.
Right.
A secret. It wasn't hid from anybody.
Amen.
It's written in, and we've got a Bible to tell us that it happened.
Amen.
The virgin birth. No secret. No secret tonight. And beyond His birth, His wonderful life that He lived.
Amen.
Was no secret.
That's right.
There was no secret that there really was a man named Jesus of Nazareth.
Amen.
And He really did do all the things that He said He did. That He lived a sinless life.
Right.
You know, you look at all the different founders, all the religions in this world. The thing that sets Christianity apart from all the others is all the other founders of other religious stuff were normal men, sinful men, wicked, sinful men, and Christ, being our founder, is the only one that has a sinless founder of Christianity.
Right.
That's it. That's what separates Christianity from all the other religions. It's founded in Jesus Christ being sinless. Men tried to corrupt Him. Men tried to entrap Him. And men tried to get Him to sin. No doubt whenever Jesus was walking around and doing things that people would poke and prod and do things and tempt Him to anger. And tempt Him to maybe swear and things that He shouldn't do, have bitterness and things like that. But yet He went through all of that with men without sin.
Right.
Without sin. And I'm sure that it was no secret. I'm sure it wasn't any secret. I bet people even talked about it and said, hey, see if you can get Him to do something. See if you can get Him to mess up. See if you can get Him to be cross with somebody. See if you can get Him to say this way. I bet you can't, because nobody else has been able to. He lived a sinless, perfect life, and it was no secret. Even Satan himself tempted Him, tried to get Him to sin, tried to get Him to do things, and He could not do it. He couldn't do it. Because our Savior was sinless. There was no secret. No secret that he lived a sinless life.
Amen.
The while he was alive, his service, the service that the Lord did, was no secret.
Right.
Jesus didn't hide someplace and say, hey, go get some people and bring them over here, and we're going to have this secret little service, you know, and I'm going to heal a few people, and we'll send them back out, and then you go get a few more, and you know, we'll do this, you know, some secret thing going on. No. No. Jesus went out among the people, went through the towns, went through the villages and stuff. In the book of Mark, especially, the book of Mark pictures the Lord as a servant. And when you read that book of Mark, it's just like, I mean, just one verse after another, he did this, and he did this, and he went here, and he did this. He had a life and a heart of a servant.
Amen.
It wasn't a secret. It wasn't a secret, his service that he did. You know, John, you remember John asked the question. He said, Art thou the one, or should we look for another?
Right.
And Jesus said, you go back and tell John this. He said, you go back and tell him, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospels preached to them. I mean, that sounds like somebody that's doing some service to me. It was no secret what Jesus was doing. He wasn't trying to hide himself. He wasn't trying to be to the side or have some secret thing going on. He was out in the open. Matter of fact, he said this. He said, I spake openly. This is John 18 and 20. And Jesus says this. He says, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. The service of Jesus, or his sinless life, was no secret. His service was no secret. And the sermons that he preached was no secret. Jesus didn't go someplace off to the side, out somewhere or whatever, and preach in some hidden place. Jesus preached on the plains and on the mountains and on the edges of the seas. And everywhere where he could preach, Jesus preached.
Amen.
And that's what he said here in the verse. He said, in secret, I said nothing. I hid nothing. I did nothing in secret, but I spake openly. Openly. So we've got Jesus and his sermons were no secret. Matter of fact, there's some of them that's even recorded in the Word of God that he preached.
Amen.
And so they're no secret. We have them right here.
Amen.
It's no secret tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
And also thinking about his life, about his sinless life was no secret. The service that he did was no secret. The sermons that he preached, no secret tonight. And also something that was no secret was Jesus' sonship. His sonship. Remember when Jesus was getting baptized? Well, God said. I mean, it wasn't somebody else. God said from heaven, this is my beloved Son, in whom I will please. Now, if you want to question God, if you want to question the voice from heaven tonight, you're welcome to it. But it was no secret. It was no secret that God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I will please. So his sonship should have been no secret. There was no secret thing about his life. It was the greatest life that ever lived. There was no secret thing about the life of Jesus, and it was the greatest life that's ever lived here on earth. The greatest life ever lived.
Amen.
That was Jesus. So his virgin birth, it was no secret. And his wonderful life was no secret. And also his death.
That's right.
His death was no secret. It wasn't done in a secret place or anything. They held a trial openly, a mock trial, as mock as it was, but it was out in the open. People seen it, and his conviction was no secret. And you know, people said, crucify him, crucify. There was mobs of people that was there and played a part in the death of Jesus. It was no secret. His death was no secret. He was beaten. He was bruised. He was stripped. He was mocked. He was persecuted. All of those things that happened to him. And it wasn't done in secret. It wasn't in secret that he did those things. And then he was dragged through the streets and crucified on top of a hill.
Amen.
On top of a hill. For everyone to see, it was not done in secret. Jesus coming and dying on the cross, that was not done in secret. And that's Paul's point to King Agrippa. He said, I know you know. I know that you know these things because they were not done in a corner.
Amen.
They were done openly.
Amen.
It's no secret that this man Jesus was crucified. It's no secret. You know it. And Paul says, I know thou believest. How could Paul say, I know you believe? He didn't think he even knew. But he knew that he knew about it because it didn't happen in secret. So his death was no secret. But thank God, his resurrection was no secret.
Amen.
No secret.
Right.
No secret. That stone was rolled away. The people come and Mary and some of the disciples come and the angel said, he's not here. He's not here. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Because he's not here anymore. And it was no secret that he rose from the dead. Now, if it had just been a handful of people, I'm sure there could be plenty of speculation and things like that. But the Bible clearly tells us that after the resurrection, he was here on this earth for 40 days, 40 days before he ascended. And at one point in time, he was witness to over 500 people.
Right.
Over 500 people there witnessed to it. And that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6. And it even goes on to say that at that time, whenever they're saying, hey, he was seen of over 500 people at that meeting, at that point in time, they said, and some of them, most of them actually, are even still here. That's what he was saying there. Like some of them have passed on. Some of them have gone on. But there's some people who are still here that saw Jesus. There's still in the 500 that seen him and stuff. So can you imagine if you were there at that time, going up to one of those witnesses, one of those people, and saying, hey, I heard you was one of these 500. And say, yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah.
I've seen him. It was a real deal. It wasn't no secret. It wasn't no secret about it. He rose from the dead just like he said he would. He rose from the dead. And the disciples, I'm sure that they didn't believe. Nobody had ever done that before. Nobody had ever rose from the dead before, but he did. He said he was going to, and he did. He rose from the dead, and it was no secret. Now, the Roman soldiers and stuff, of course, they tried to keep it a secret. They want it to be a secret. They want to try to say, well, somebody took his body or start all these sorts of things going around, but it was no secret that Jesus raised from the dead.
Right.
He raised from the dead just like he said that he would.
Amen.
And then after those 40 days, his ascension to heaven was no secret. Amen. It wasn't that Jesus was all by himself and then somebody come up one day and said, hey, have you seen Jesus around? And everybody's asking, I ain't seen Jesus in a while. I don't know where he is. I ain't seen him. But no, some of his disciples was with him, and when it happened, so it wasn't a secret what happened.
Yeah.
The heaven's taxi service just come down and got him. They sent a cloud down, and Jesus just kind of was enveloped in it, just kind of laid back, I'm sure, and just rode the cloud up to home. Just went up to home to be with his Father. What a wonderful time, I'm sure, whenever Jesus come home that they had. But if his ascension was no secret.
Amen.
Wasn't kept secret. Matter of fact, the angels come to the ones that were there, and they said this. They said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing?
Yeah.
For this same Jesus, he's going to come back. The same what?
Right.
He's coming back. And that's my last point of the message tonight is, it's no secret tonight that he's coming back.
He's coming back.
I know he's coming back because the Bible tells me he's coming back.
Yeah.
The Bible says that he was born of a virgin, and he was.
Yeah.
And the Bible says he lived a sinless life, and he did.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that he died on the cross for your and my sins, and he did.
Yeah.
The Bible says that he raised from the dead, and he did.
Yeah.
And then he ascended up to heaven, and he did.
Yeah.
And if it's right about all that, why would it not be right that he's coming back?
Really?
I believe he's coming back. See? And it's no secret tonight with me because it tells me in the Word of God
right.
that he's coming back. I'm excited tonight. And so, man, now, what is the secret, though? What is the secret is when is he coming back?
Right.
We know he's coming back. That's not a secret tonight. But we don't know when it could be, but we don't know when it could not be.
Right.
He could come back in an hour. You think not? He could come back anytime now.
Yeah.
Anytime. It's no secret.
Glory to God.
Tonight. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
He is coming back.
Hey.
But in Romans, it's in chapter 1, and it's verse 20. This is what it says.
Yeah.
It says, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Now, oftentimes when I read that, and I know it mentions creation, and when we look around, creation ought to tell us and show us that there is a Creator.
Oh, yeah.
If there is a Creator, we ought to be able to see it in nature and recognize there is a real God. There has to be a God.
Amen.
But beyond that, the Word of God tells us that there is a God, that there is a Creator. And He's gone through all these things. That's not a secret.
Amen.
And because these things were done openly, because it was no secret, then men are going to be held accountable to that. They'll have no excuse. If there are secrets in this world tonight, and there are, how, and you didn't know about it, you didn't know what was going on, how could you be judged for something that you didn't know, right? You would have an excuse, right? You'd say, "Hey, I didn't know about that. I didn't know nothing about that. I can't be judged for something that I don't know." But the Bible says that we are without excuse.
Right.
And the reason why we're without excuse tonight is because it is no secret.
Amen.
It's not a secret tonight. All these things were done, and they were done openly.
Right.
Openly. Not in secret tonight.
Amen.
So men are without excuse. There is no secret that Jesus came and that He died on the cross, that He rose again. And I am, like I said, I'm so thankful tonight that it's no secret that He's coming back. He is coming back.
Lord,
I thank You so much for Your Word, Lord, Your precious Word. And Lord, I'm glad that You opened it to us. I'm glad it's freely available. I'm glad, Lord, that we can learn as much about You, Lord, as You will show to us. And I'm glad these things in Your Word are not secret to us, Lord, that we can learn about them. You can show us things about them, Lord. I'm so grateful tonight, Lord, that these things are no secret to us. And we just thank You so much for that, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand tonight. We'll have a verse or two of song. If the Lord spoke to your heart about anything at all, pray you come to the altar tonight.
107.
Well, by the word of God.
I thought all those things that the Lord did, didn't do them in secret.
Amen.
Then our lives that we live and our testimony, the things that we do for Him, should not be in secret.
That's right.
Amen.
It should not be in secret. We ought to be openly telling people.
Living the Christmas.
And giving our testimony and openly speaking to people, not being secret Christian or something. We need to let our light shine. You know, the Bible talks about how hiding, taking our light. You don't hide it under a bushel where nobody can see it. You don't hide a candle in secret, but you set it out in the open where others can see it.
Tonight.
So our lives need to be. We need not be a secret disciple.
Amen.
A secret Christian. We need to be open and speaking to people. So tonight, does anybody have a word on their heart tonight, Brother Eddie?
Everybody, I'd like to thank you all for the message tonight. I appreciate just being reminded of things I already knew.
Yeah.
And boy, I tell you what, it is good to know that He's coming back. And I don't want to be no secret. I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
I won't be no secret. I love the Lord.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, buddy, Bible said here in His love, not that we loved Him, but He loved us and gave Himself a situation for our sin.
Yeah.
I'm glad He loved me
long
before I even came to know Him. And I tell you what, buddy, I won't be no secret. I love the Lord. Amen. Yeah. Appreciate
Amen.
The message.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else tonight?
I want to thank the Lord for saving me and
Amen.
For such a wonderful day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I just
want to
thank the Lord for saving me. Lord, thank You for saving
us
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
I know lots of good things happening at home too, don't
you? Amen.
I know lots of 10 years ago. I got saved at home in my kitchen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. 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 Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Anybody else tonight? Anybody?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen.
Saving this young man.
Yeah.
Thank You. You know, I think about it all the time that I went to hell.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just so thankful that God saved me and I'm not going there. But I have friends and family that are.
Yes.
And I just wish you'd just pray for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Anybody else tonight? We'll keep, of course, keep our pastor in prayers. His family, his wife. Always remember them, and remember the Jubilee. Boy, it's going to be here before we know it. I mean, it's just time just flying by. So just remember that. And again, remember me, September the 22nd, in that revival that week. Just keep that in your mind,
Amen.
Hearts as well. Please continue to pray for Nancy McGuire and. Their family, just please make that a constant word of prayer for them. Yes.
I want to thank the Lord for saving my soul, and I want to thank Him for all the good things in
yeah.
my life
yeah.
and all the bad things, because I know anything is going to be for His glory.
Right.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Well, I don't want to not give anybody a chance to testify for say anything upon your heart tonight. Were dismissed. Nothing at all? All right, well, hope you have a good week. Everybody just turn around and shake somebody's hand tonight. Dismissed.
Amen.
Everything about God's good. Ain't nothing to be reviewed, brother.